USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll has risen to at least 48, with dozens more injured after a train carrying 490 people derailed in Taiwan. The train was traveling in the eastern part of the country when it went off the rails in a tunnel. Rescue crews have been continuing to work to free passengers trapped in the cars. As the border crisis continues, Senator Joe Manchin thinks it's past time for lawmakers to work on immigration reform.
Sending that message that we're not going to be taking people into this country until we get our ability to make sure we're able to do it and do it right.
The West Virginia Democrat visiting the southern border on Thursday and arguing he sees a human crisis there. The March jobs report is out, with the economy adding 916,000 new jobs in the month of March, the unemployment rate edging down to 6%. This is USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis after President Trump secured the border with Mexico. Everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.